Ireland head coach Mark Scannell. It's the first time I've spoken to you since you announced your 12-woman squad. How was that process?
Actually, it was tough. You know, it's always very tough when we had a few injuries. So I suppose that kind of made it a little bit easier at times. But it always comes down to one or two at the end, you know. And I suppose, we know, we have a big coaching staff there, and we all had our say. And I would always respect the opinions of my assistant coaches and my team manager. And I suppose we chatted high and low about it, and eventually we came up with the 12. And you know what, you have to sink and swim with it. Like, not everyone's going to agree with it, but there's never a popular decision, and it's very unfortunate on the people that are losing out. I mean, my goal here as the head coach, I suppose, is to try and create a squad situation where we have 18 or 19 or 20 people, and we're training all throughout the year getting ready for summer basketball. But unfortunately this year we didn't get, you know, because everything started so late, we didn't get that. But I'd like to think that anyone that missed out this time will have the opportunity to come back in again, and obviously, God forbid, with injuries, etc., that the people in the squad that have originally tried out for the squad will still be in our thoughts. So,
yeah. And obviously, we had some Cork girls who missed out, but there's a very strong Cork representation there, both club boys and local girls.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's tough at times, because it's like almost like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, like. Obviously, I coach probably the most successful women's team in a number of years, and you know we have a huge representation on the team, and I would think deservedly so because of the ability that they've shown over the last number of years. And really, all we can do is I suppose judge the players on what I've seen in the National League over the last number of years. And you know, some people might be better internationals, believe it or not, than they are local league players, we call it, right? But that's just the process that you have to go through and hope for the best. We have a huge Cork contingent, but I think they're all there deservingly and on merit. And you know, the players that missed out, they certainly didn't miss out on it because of where they're from, you know. So it's just, I suppose, just unfortunately for some people, they say there's a lot of Cork people, but you know, Cork has been the hub of basketball, and I suppose, you know, players are there on merit.
Look, I suppose I was saying that from a Cork point of view too.
Yes.
You know, we're celebrating the fact, but you say you're damned if you do, if you're damned if you don't. Were you under pressure a bit trying to explain some of your selections?
Well no, I suppose, like with a national team, you try to have as many clubs represented as possible, and I did try to spread it across the league as much as possible, you know. But at the end of the day, I looked at it and we gave everyone a decent opportunity, and we picked the team on merit, you know. And you know, the fact that there's a big Cork contingent is because, you know, the better teams have produced in Cork for the last number of years. But look, it's great. I'm delighted. I mean, I'm delighted to coach all the players from wherever they come from, and I think it's very important that that, you know, being based, having a hub of the team from Cork really allowed us to do a bit of work during the week, which was important. And I know the girls in Dublin and the girls based in Waterford, etc., they're also doing their pod sessions during the week. But to have a big group able to work together during the week was very helpful. And we included a lot of the under-20s and the under-18 girls as well that were on international teams this summer. So that was good as well, because it gave us a bigger mix of players, and it gave them more players to play with.
Mm. And the squad announcement, I imagine, was the next step, I suppose, in the championship preparations. And I've been speaking to Amy Waters today about the training you're doing. It's pretty intense now at this stage, Mark.
It's very intense, and the stuff they're doing on their own is really intense. It's way more than they would do normally during the season. But then again, the competition is way higher than what we'd be used to. But I think the real thing about it, and the great thing for me, is that almost when the squad was picked, now the team now has to work on gelling together. And I suppose it's a weight off everyone's mind. And then you could see the coming together as a group. And I suppose they're all driving each other on, they're all encouraging each other, they're all in contact during the week, they're all meeting up for their shooting sessions. And the process in selecting the team almost hurts your preparation. Mm-hmm. But once you get down to the final 12, then you can really focus in on what we're trying to do and fine-tune it. And we have, thanks be to God, we have this weekend now in the Mardyke, so we have 3 days this weekend, which is fairly intense, and it's a big commitment for the girls. A lot of them are travelling down as we speak, and you know, it's a long trip from Dublin and from Waterford on a Friday afternoon, but they're getting here for training tonight at 4 o'clock. And I suppose we're here then tomorrow and Sunday, and we're here again next weekend. So when we go Saturday or Sunday fortnight, we'll have really put in the work, and I think the effort will be there, and hopefully we'll go over there and we'll produce, and we'll have something to write home about.
And credit to the Mardyke, as you mentioned it, actually, because that's, you know, top class facilities here to prepare you, and that's exactly what you need as an international side, you know.
Brilliant. And I mean, that's the big thing, like I call it the Mardaí Care the centre of excellence. It is a centre of excellence, and it's something that I would really, if I continue in this role over the next number of years and we get back to the next level, I would love to see this partnership grow, and I would love to see situations where the proper programmes are in here, and it makes it much easier for me then to come and select team, because you know the players are working out here continuously, and we would like to put little spots around the country like here in some of the other colleges where people can come and do that extra bit. Like at the moment the girls are in here at 7 o'clock in the morning doing their strength and conditioning, doing their weight programme, doing their running, and then we're in here in the evenings doing the shooting and doing the basketball side of it, and then we do the hydro pool stuff, and it's just unbelievable that you can. And then even if we have to have a team room where we need to watch video, we need to break down tape and stuff, we have that. And like, you know, having a one stop shop like this is brilliant. And we just really want to thank Patsy Ryan and Nora and Wayne here in the Mardaí, because they've been nothing but helpful. From the day that I got this job, first place I came was here to talk to them about what my vision for the team was, and they've been on board ever since.
And bringing the focus on the court then, how's your game at the minute? How are you feeling about the work you're doing?
Do you know what? The hard bit, I suppose, I'm very happy because I have a very good backroom staff. Francis and Paul are very experienced coaches. They challenge me every day, which is great. It's what you want in your coach. Grace has been brilliant with the planning around the team and getting people to where they need to be. But I suppose the difficult thing really at the moment is trying to get the actual focus on what we're trying to do as a group, because players are used to doing different things with their clubs, and I suppose bringing that together, and that's the big challenge for all international coaches, is to try and get everybody on the same page. But you know, it's getting there, and again we're going in a bit to the unknown because we haven't been there for so many years, and the stuff we're putting in, we're hoping will be the stuff that other teams will find it hard to defend and so on. But you're not going to know that, and we'll have to make adjustments as we go along. But I think the court stuff is definitely getting there, you know. The team gelling and people getting used to their roles, I suppose, is the next real thing that we have to nail down over the next 2 weeks, because a lot of players are used to being starters and being stars on their own team, and unfortunately now they have to maybe play a different role, be maybe more of a role player, more of a backup player, and I suppose just getting players to adjust to that is the difficult bit. But look, I'm very confident that players understand their roles and they're going to buy into it and they're going to do what's best for the team.
And actually on that, in players coming from different environments, Orla O'Reilly is an overseas player. How long ago, or has she linked up to you yet, or what's the story?
Yeah, we had Orla for 2 weeks and we had to try and get a lot of work done during those 2 weeks, yeah. You know. But look, I coached Orla probably all the way up from when she was a younger kid, 7 or 8 years of age, until she was, you know, became an international. And I've been lucky enough to coach her in Glamoir and so on before she went to college. So I think Orla is a very quick learner. She kind of knows the stuff I know. I'm learning from her probably more than she's learning from me, because you know the way the Spanish stuff is, yeah. And how well they do it. She's been a huge influence, and I suppose she does the basketball camp with me in the summer as well, and I've watched how she's grown as a player, and we've tried to accommodate Orla as well. We've tried to put in some stuff where she's in control of it, because she's that type of player that she can, and the team can work around her.
Yeah,
she's and you need her. I mean, every team needs somebody coming in, bringing it that extra edge, and she's going to do that. And she, I have no fear that it's going to be more me adjusting to her than her adjusting to what we're trying to do, and I think that'll be fine. She was really good when she was here for a couple of weeks, and she's off in Spain now doing her workouts every day, and she'd probably be the sharpest one of us when we get there.
You sound like you're very well prepped, you're in a good place.
Yeah, I mean, we're there. I mean, we might go over there and the wheels might come off a little bit and we go, geez, we're not as ready as we thought we'd be. But I think the big thing is that, you know, I've coached this team before in the last Europeans, and Paul has a lot of international experience, as has Francis. You really have to get it done as you go when you get there. You have to scout the other teams. You're going to get curveballs. Stuff is going to come at you, and it's how you adjust, even between games. There might be a day between a game, and just breaking down tape of how you've played and looking at the team that you're going to play against, because we're going in pretty blind, because there's not a lot of game tape out there and a lot of information on the teams we're playing, because we're going into a tournament below where we were before. So I suppose we really have to make sure that when we're there, that it's all hands on deck, and that when we play a game that we can analyse how we've done and we can make adjustments on the go, and we're good at that.
And how is the tournament going to work out? Are your opposition going to be playing at the same time? Will you have to have some of your coaching staff watching them?
I think
they're
back to back games. I don't think it's too bad there. I think like it just, we might be lucky enough to be playing at 5 o'clock and the other team might be playing at 8 o'clock, so we might get to see them, and there might be different days as well. It just depends on kind of how that goes, you know. But we'll adjust as we go, and we'll get to see them. If we don't get to see them before we play them, we certainly get to see them as we play them and in the other game against the team that they're playing, you know.
Great stuff. Brunel and Ireland's Amy Waters. I suppose the championships are coming very soon now. We're here today at the Mardyke as you make final preparations. How are they going?
Very good. We have two mornings a week and we're in the gym with Deirdre and we're doing strength and conditioning sessions, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays we do pod sessions with just our coaches. So they're going very well, and then we're training at the weekend. So this weekend now we're training Friday, Saturday and Sunday. We have a match as well just to get us prepared.
Sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, it's good now. It's all kind of coming together now at the end. We only have 2 weekends left, so next weekend we're training and then we're ready to go the weekend after, so I'm looking forward to it.
Is it a case now of, I suppose, after the domestic season finishes and you build all the international training up, is it a case now that you're just mad to get going?
Yeah, well, like, we had no break, so we came in from the season straight into it, which was good as well. But just getting training with all the other players, it was hard, like, getting used to each other, but we're all getting used to each other now because usually we're just playing against each other, you know, so it's hard to get together. But it's all coming together now, definitely. It's brilliant just playing with all, like, different players, getting different experience, you know, different coaches, different voices and stuff, so I'm looking forward to it.
I caught up with Mark and Áine McKenna the last time I was down in Neptune when you were training. At that stage, the squad hadn't been selected, so for you, Amy, getting into that final 12, it was very competitive.
Yeah, it was really competitive now, to be fair. Yeah, training was tough, like, everyone was fighting for the spots and stuff, you know, it was really intense and all that, but in the end then he just cut it down to 12 and it was just a relief to make the 12, to be honest. Yeah, I'm looking forward to going to Gibraltar in 2 weeks then.
Do you feel that you're the young Premier League player of the season? Do you feel like you're bringing that form into the international side?
Yeah, it doesn't feel really like I'm the youngest because, like, I'm playing against all of them all the time, you know, like, they don't treat me any different or anything, like, they're just as tough. But it's such an experience though, being able to play with all the older players, you know, the way they play, learning from them and stuff like that, and they're all really helpful. You know, if I have any questions or anything, like, they're all really helpful. But yeah, I love playing with them. It's weird being the youngest, alright though.
And as the youngest, I mean, what's that dynamic like? Are you the baby of the group, or, you know, are you on a par with them in terms of, like, there's a vast array of experience in the group and ages, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not that different, no, but, like, they wouldn't let me forget that I'm the youngest anyway. Like, you know, they'll be laughing and stuff like that, but no, they're all fine. Like, we all have a good laugh together, we all get on grand and stuff, so yeah.
And I know for Cork basketball, they're very proud that there's such a strong Cork representation. What's it like coming up or playing with the Glanmire girls now that you've such a fierce rivalry with the club level?
I know, it's good, yeah. There is such rivalry, but we all get on really well. Like, you know, it's a different way on the court and off the court. We all kill each other on the court, like, we're all, well, tough with each other, like, but in the end then we're all just get on really well and stuff. But it's good to play with them rather than against them for a change, just for experience and stuff like that.
So heading to Gibraltar, what will that be like in terms of even just, like, the logistics of your camp and how long you'll be there for and the whole lot? How's it working out?
Well, we're going over on the 26th, which is a Sunday, and we're returning on a Monday, the following Monday after. But this is just like preparing then hopefully for next year, because this is small countries, European, so it's just kind of a development then, hopefully for next year, next summer then, to keep training and go again.
And because it's that return to international basketball, it's important for you, isn't it, that you do your preparation right, you represent the country really well, because that you want to develop to bring it to another level again next season?
Yeah, just to, because we're starting again kind of from the bottom, like, so we need to work our way up. Like, just preparing for it now is a huge part of it, like, just being involved in the Mardyke and all our sessions, making sure it's all in, just like being as prepared as we can, you know. So,
and the Mardyke, I suppose, as one of your training bases, is offering you a top, like, it's a top class facility, you know, and that's what you want international basketball working out of.
Yeah, it's my first time actually having proper access to the facilities here. Like, it's just, like, even when we go to the gym with Deirdre, we have, like, our own section, you know, team. So it's just us and the team, like, and then there's the other gym. So, like, it's all different, you know, it's not packed, you know, there's a load of room and stuff like that. And then there's plenty of halls in the arena, like, so there's always something, you know, it's always empty, there's plenty there, you know. I think the facilities are unbelievable, like.
Well, Amy, the best of luck in the championships and enjoy them.
Thanks very much.